Hey, Delaney.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm all right. So, Delaney, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from South Jersey.
Okay.
I had like 5 years clean and relapsed.
Yeah.
I actually used to work for a treatment center down in Florida.
Oh,
I lived in
man.
Florida for like 10 years and then came back up here.
You lived where for 10 years?
Florida.
Florida? Mm-hmm. What part of Florida?
West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach? Okay, I heard of it. All right, so you relapsed. What's your drug of choice?
Originally heroin. I haven't used that yet. Hoping to not get there.
Yeah.
But I have been using smoking crack.
Smoking crack?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, so you're dealing with the crack right now? Why are you not dealing with the heroin no more, even though I feel as though both isn't good for you? But
I don't know. I don't know what's really kept me from there.
Yeah.
I guess, like, the fentanyl, I'm like, because when I did use in Florida, there was like a week span where I had 8 overdoses in 1 week.
What?
Yeah, so I'm like afraid of that happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Because my tolerance is like nothing again, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what brings y'all here to Kensington? Like, how was you introduced to Kensington?
My girlfriend actually brought me out here originally, and I met her in a halfway house.
Yeah.
And she was sober too.
For real?
And I was staying with her, but then she brought me to like this like trap house, and then I ended up starting to see one of the guys there, and then me and my girlfriend got separated, and now she's mad at me because I decided to stay out here instead of go back to her place with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Wow, so girlfriend of yours that you met in the halfway house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 32.
All right, Delaney, so you got a lot of tattoos there. What's your favorite one?
This one, I was in an abusive relationship for 8 years.
Okay.
And he actually tried to kill me.
Yeah.
The cops were involved. That's the reason I left Florida in the first place.
Oh, to get away from the abusive man?
Yeah, and to get back with my family.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got that when I left him.
Yeah. Where's that abusive guy now, Delaney?
I think he's in treatment, to be honest with you. I got a collect call not that long ago from jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I called his dad to find out why.
Yeah.
And apparently he got like attempted murder charges on his brother.
Really?
Yeah. And his brother owned a treatment center, so.
Mm. Wait, so the man you was dealing with that was abusing you, he got attempted murder on his own brother. Wow.
Yeah.
So Delaney, you know, you say you're dealing with the crack right now, right? How you intake that?
In a pipe, smoke it.
You smoke it? So you don't inject? You're not an IV user?
No. I was, but not anymore.
No. Pretty young. Yeah. You know, you out here in crazy Kensington. It's crazy over here. Do you know that already? Or
I do, yeah.
You
definitely.
Do? Have you had any past visits out here, or? You know?
Yeah, a few times here and there, but not like homeless like this.
I know you say you've been here for a week now?
Yeah, almost like two-ish, give or take. Yeah.
Oh man, it's gonna get worse and worse out here.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And you're saying you're currently homeless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like sleeping outside homeless or shelter homeless?
I was in a shelter, but now it's outside.
Outside? How are you able to adjust, or you don't adjust, you just...
I usually would have somebody supporting my habit.
Yeah. Support your habit?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You still do now or no?
No. I'm actually going to try to get back together with my family to just get out of this situation.
Okay. Do you indulge in working the AV?
Yeah, every now and then. My car is actually in the shop.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about doing that to get it out of the shop because I'm never going to get a job.
Well, it got a little bit loud. So you was thinking about prostituting to get your car out the shop?
Yeah, because I'm not going to be able to get a job unless I have my car.
Yeah. You don't have no family support or anything?
I do. But they're kind of like playing at a distance right now.
If you know, like, prostitution, it's a dangerous game right now, man.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, women is going missing, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, maybe we could think some other options for you to get your car out the shop. Because you don't want to be hopping in and out of strangers' cars and stuff like that. You don't know what the outcome could be.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got any kids?
No.
No kids at all?
Nope. Luckily. Oh, Delaney, I can't even you support get, myself.
Delaney, you got to get up out of here, man.
I know, I do.
You don't need to be out here, man.
I know.
You know? Some of the craziest stuff you've seen out here, even though you only been out here for a little over a week.
I mean, I guess just like ODs on the sidewalk and stuff like that.
You OD'd or you seen people?
Seen people.
Okay.
Yeah. I've OD'd before in the past, but not out here.
No. Yeah. Are you nervous? That's your first interview?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. It's all right. It's just a conversation. You know, our audience is very supportive. You know, and basically the reason why we do this is we giving the voice out to the voiceless. You know, they like putting these celebrities and stuff and let them tell their stories, and they overlook the addicts out here and the homeless out here like they're not human, you know.
Right.
Just giving out a voice, you know what I mean, Delaney? So a little bit about yourself, Delaney. How was your childhood?
Really good.
Really good?
Awesome, yeah. My parents and my little brother are amazing. They've been so supportive always.
Yeah. Yeah. So very supportive, right?
Very.
How's your relationship with them now?
Good. My mom checks in on me every single day. She wants me to get help.
Okay, so your mom's very...
super supportive.
Okay.
She thinks I have a problem with drinking, but I don't think so.
Right.
So that's the whole reason that I was kicked out of my house in the first place, because I was living with them.
So, you know, you saying problem with drinking, she don't know about the crack addiction? No?
No, she doesn't know I'm using yet.
You seem to know about your past addiction in the past, though? Yeah.
I'm sure right now, she probably thinks I'm, like, shooting dope.
Yeah.
But somehow I'm not yet.
Yeah.
So, she'll definitely be happy about that, but she won't be happy about my current situation.
Yeah. Isn't, like, the crack laced with the fentanyl just like the...
I think it is, yeah. I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time where I kind of got like really sleepy after. So
yeah.
I think it definitely is.
It might have been laced with that, right?
Yeah.
You know, the longer you're out here, Delaney, I know you're just doing crack right now, but it might transpire to the dope and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's definitely been triggering.
Yeah. Have you been feeling safe out here, victimized or anything? Like?
No, I've been feeling safe.
You've been feeling safe?
Part, yeah.
Okay. Any people you trust out here?
No, I don't know anybody out here.
You don't have nobody out here?
Yeah.
Wow, this is scary, Delaney.
Very.
Here, less than 10 days, right?
A little bit, yeah. I'd say so. Right around then.
You don't belong out here, Delaney.
I know. I'm actually going to take the train back to South Jersey
please.
Today.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. I hope you get a ticket.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
You know? Please, it's crazy out here, man.
Yes.
Some of the girls we interview, they gone, Delaney. They out. They not here no more. They died. You know what I'm saying? They died. You know?
Yeah.
I think, you know, that train ride back is your best bet, man, because it's a jungle out here, and I know you know that.
Yeah, and I at least have way more support.
Yeah, way more support.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you know, you talk to your people and stuff, they probably can help your car get out of... towing or whatever, because you don't want prostitute and stuff out here, man.
No.
It's a dark world, you know? Jamie, I'm not gonna hold you up, but anything you would like to tell the youth that's out here getting high, running the streets, tricking, prostituting, boosting. Any advice for the youth, Jamie?
Definitely get help before it's too late. Because people are just dying. Too young now.
Have you lost friends to this lifestyle?
Yeah, too many to count.
Too many, right?
Yep.
How's your South Jersey, when you live in South Jersey, how is that neighborhood compared to out here?
Really nice, actually.
Really nice?
Very nice, yeah.
Compared to Kensington?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's a difference? Huge difference?
Huge difference, yeah.
Okay. Jamie, if you had 3 wishes you could make, what would they be, Jamie?
To have a safe place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And to be clean.
Okay. Jamie, I'd like to thank you for your time. ATM Reed was very happy to be able to have this conversation with you. We rooting for you, Jamie. We don't want to see you out here, man. You know, like I said, offline, you can hook up your train ticket, whatever you need to do to get up out of here, because this ain't a good place to be. Some people can't leave. They don't have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You got some type of support. You know what I'm saying? Get up out of here, Delaney.
Yeah, got it.
What's your nickname? You got any nicknames?
Laney.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course.
Join All Time Media's Patreon for exclusive content and behind-the-scenes content and face-to-face live video chat. Thank you, guys. The link is in the description below.